Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes this morning for the Monday edition of our 5-minute journey. Today we are in John chapter 9, verses 13 through 41. Today's reading begins by introducing a controversy over violation of Sabbath law. The Pharisees and the Jewish authorities question both the healed man and his parents, and they expel the healing man from the synagogue, kick him out of church. According to verse 22, the Jewish authorities threatened to expel anyone who became a follower of Jesus. And the chapter concludes with Jesus confronting the Pharisees about their own spiritual blindness. And again, God's guiding word for us to start this week off is going to be love. So, let's begin. Then they took to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. And the day that Jesus made the mud and cured him of his blindness was a Sabbath. Oh, I can see the trouble coming now. And the Pharisees then asked the man again how he had received his sight. And he told them, "He put some mud on my eyes, I washed my face, and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "The man who did this cannot be from God, for he does not obey the Sabbath law." Others, however, said, "How could a man who is a sinner perform such miracles as these?" And there was a division among them. So the Pharisees asked the man once more, "You say he cured you of your blindness? Well, what do you say about him?" "Well, he's a prophet," the man answered. The Jewish authorities, however, were not willing to believe that he had been blind and could now see until they called his parents and asked them, "Is this your son? You say that he was born blind. How is it then that he can now see?" And his parents answered, "We know that he's our son, and we know that he was born blind. But we do not know how it is that he is now able to see, nor do we know who cured him of his blindness. Ask him. He's old enough, and he can answer for himself." And his parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, who had already agreed that anyone who said they believed in Jesus was as the Messiah, they would be expelled from the synagogue. That is why his parents said, "He's old enough, ask him." A second time, they called back the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, "Promise before God that you will tell the truth. We know that this man who cured you is a sinner." "Well, I do not know if he's a sinner or not," the man replied. "One thing I do know, I was blind and now I see." "Well, what did he do to you?" they asked. "How did he cure you of your blindness?" "I've already told you," he answered, "and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Maybe you too would like to be his disciples." Oh, they insulted him and said, "You are that fellow's disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for that fellow, however, we do not even know where he comes from." The man answered, "What a strange thing that is. You do not know where he comes from, but he cured me of my blindness. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He does listen to people who respect him and do what he wants them to do. Since the beginning of the world, nobody has ever heard of anyone giving sight to a person born blind. Unless this man came from God, he would not be able to do a thing like that." They answered him, "You were born and brought up in sin, and you're trying to teach us?" And so they kicked him out of the synagogue. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe him." Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him, and he's the one who is talking with you now." "Oh, I believe, Lord," the man said, and he knelt down before Jesus. Jesus said, "I came to this world to judge, so that the blind should see, and those who see should become blind." Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say this and asked him, Surely you don't mean that we are blind too. And Jesus answered, If you were blind, then you would not be guilty. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are still guilty. Well, today's key verse is John 9, verse 39, where Jesus said, I came to this world to judge so that the blind could see and those who see should become blind. You know, it's interesting that, first of all, it's important for us to understand that there was no prohibition in God's word about Jesus healing on the Sabbath. Jesus, as God, gave the commandment to Moses that they should honor the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it was then the pharisaical, hypocritical mind of the religious leaders who took the simple command and then spread it out to mean all these different things. You have to wash just so, and you have to walk this so, and you have to talk just so. And it was their own man-made rules that Jesus broke. And that's probably why they were so upset with him, because he would dare question their rules. Are there any rules that you've made up in your life that aren't necessarily from the Word of God? Are you letting those rules that you've made separate you from God's perfect will and from the truth of God's Word? Just remember that the Scripture is primary. It's first in our lives. Not what we think about it, not what we believe it should be, but the Word of God is our one and only standard of judgment. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, truly you offer me amazing grace by revealing God's love to me and offering me forgiveness of my sins, salvation, and eternal life. Help me to see you more clearly each day and lovingly serve you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we continue in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21, where Jesus is revealed as the Good Shepherd. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.